Along Israel's southern border with Gaza, fruit orchards and cattle farms sit nearly abandoned. They're in communities Hamas militants attacked on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and taking some 240 hostages. Most survivors have not come back, but volunteers have come from Israel and all over the world. NPR's Scott Newman brings us this report, which does start off with some sounds of explosions.
Just a few miles from this pastoral dairy farm, Israeli warplanes pound targets in southern Gaza. Thick black smoke rises skyward, a surreal contrast to the hundreds of cows standing idle in their pens waiting for milking time. This is near Oz, a kibbutz, one of the communal farms targeted by Hamas, whose fighters swept across the border 11 weeks ago. One in four residents here were either killed or kidnapped. It's not clear if any of the survivors will ever want to come back.
It was very sad, everything here.
Aline Stern is a retired nurse from northern Israel who has spent weeks here volunteering on the farm, milking cows and cooking, and unexpectedly learning about the implements of modern warfare.
Katbam.
A drone.
Stern points up as one of Israel's large drones hovers above us.
You never get used to it. You never.
But she is getting used to the grueling schedule of a dairy farm. There are more than 600 cows here, and they're milked in three different shifts. First one starts at 2 a.m. Nathaniel Willemsey is one of the few volunteers with farming experience. He's only here for a few weeks before heading back to the Netherlands.
I'm 21, and just came here to help a little bit.
With a gentle tap to their back legs, Willemsey confidently nudges the cows toward their milking stations. Not all volunteers come with such a skill set. 23-year-old Gabriel Leff is from Cocoa Beach, Florida. He wears farm boots, faded jeans, and a yarmulke. What he lacks in experience, he makes up for in enthusiasm.
I'm young, I have the free time, I'm able-bodied, so I felt interested in doing my part.
Actually, it's more like a duty. Leff sees Israel as a much-needed safe haven for Jews living in a troubled world.
Everywhere we seem to call home at some point in time, we've been uprooted from. And when anti-Semitism rises, as it is currently, we always have somewhere to go. For the past 75 years, that's been Israel.
As Israeli artillery fires into Gaza, volunteers work down rows of avocado and orange trees, teeming with fruit. Supervisor Paul Flynn, who came to Israel 40 years ago from Ireland, says there aren't enough farmhands for this year's harvest. Most of his Thai laborers went home after the war began. Much will go unpicked. Still, he's grateful for the volunteers, even if many are retirees and not really suited for this work.
A lot of them are quite more mature, let's say. So they can't really go climbing ladders and trees. So they're picking just up to their own height.
Flynn is focused on his orchards, but I ask him about the intense fighting going on in Gaza's second largest city, Khan Yunis.
We can see down the road here, yeah. You know, smoke coming off of Khan Yunis. So you know that a lot of people probably are being killed there.
He quickly reminds me of the deaths on this side of the border.
A lot of people have been killed here. And last 3 weeks of October, first week of November, I think I went to 17 funerals.
Israel says about 1,200 were killed in Hamas's attack, and according to Gaza's health ministry, at least 20,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes and ground attacks. Volunteer Ilana Menashe picks avocados, dropping the plump green fruit into buckets, and contemplates both sides of the conflict.
All the sides can learn something from this situation, you know. It will take time. We have no other choice, you know.
She says Palestinians and Israelis will have to live side to side for many years to come. Scott Newman, NPR News, near Oz, Israel.